Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Royals lose 3-2 in San Francisco. This series is now evened up at a game apiece. And wow, just a lot of what-ifs in this game. And maybe this is just me, not an easy one to turn the page. An outstanding game, a very entertaining game. You were in it until the final out, as has been the case in just about every single game this season, as half of the first 50 games this year have been decided by two runs or fewer. But this one tonight, no, not that easy for me to get over. I mean, I'm forced to because there's an afternoon game tomorrow, so thankfully the baseball schedule's forcing us to turn the page on this one. If you want to talk about it, the phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well. It's 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. And it's not even as if the Giants were great tonight. You know, this wasn't similar to those Cardinals losses at Kauffman Stadium where, hey, credit to them. They just played better. They went out there and took that game. Not the case tonight. At least I didn't feel that way. Giants are a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're a really good team. I enjoy watching the Giants. They have a lot of players I like. Right, Willy Adames, Jung-Hoo Lee, Yastrzemski, Elliot Ramos. There's a lot of guys on that team I like. I love their starting pitcher tomorrow, Logan Webb. Big fan of his. Not excited to see the Royals hitters go up against him. But tonight, it wasn't as if San Francisco was outstanding and just won this game. I mean, they gave you a run in the third. They hit into three inning-ending double plays, so they missed plenty of opportunities, right? They only had two hits with runners in scoring position. And yet, they made fewer mistakes than the Royals did, so they win. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. That's really what this game came down to. You know, there were a lot of mistakes on both sides. It wasn't a necessarily well-played game. It wasn't always an aesthetically pleasing game. There were some gorgeous moments. And you know Bobby Witt Jr.'s at the center of those gorgeous moments. But yeah, the Royals made more mistakes tonight. You look at the first two runs that come into score for the Giants. Right, Royals take a 1-0 lead in the third, but then Michael Lorenzen hits a batter. leaves a two-strike fastball up in the zone over the plate to a guy that's going to make you pay every single time. So Michael Lorenzen doesn't really help himself out much in that two-run fourth inning. Hits a guy, gives a cookie to Adames, walks a batter. You know, back-to-back sinkers running into Casey Schmidt. He's ready for the second one. So Lorenzen doesn't help himself in the fourth. Vinny doesn't help Lorenzen in the fifth with that. Yeah, that's a double play ball. For as good as Vinny's been this season, and he's been outstanding defensively, Vinny's been one of the five best defensive first basemen in the game, so I'm not going to harp on this all that much. But when you're that good, as he has been this season, when you put in as much work on that play, as much work as Vinny does, it's a play that needs to be made. And I believe it will be 90% of the time moving forward. But tonight, it turns into another run. Now, the Royals are caught stealing on the bases twice. Offensively, they punch out 10 times. Wasn't a pretty game. It was an entertaining game. But in the battle of hot potato with this one, the Royals end up on the losing side. They fall 3-2. The record is now four games above 500. It's the sixth best record in the American League. And the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. The Royals' offense continues to struggle. They've scored three runs or fewer now in 10 of the last 11 games. Somehow they've won four of those games. And if you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, to me, this was all about Michael Lorenzen coming in. For as much as I want to start putting more pressure on the stars in this lineup, I don't know necessarily who the stars are. Sure, Bobby. But is Vinny a star? Is Salvi in 2025 a star? Is Jonathan India? Is Michael Garcia? Well, if we don't have an answer to those questions, then the route to victory is by saddling up this starting pitcher and grinding your way to a victory. And tonight, Michael Lorenzen wasn't up for the ride. 4 2/3 innings, two earned runs on seven hits. It could have been worse for Lorenzen. He still battled out there, but he's unable to carry the team to a victory. And as we've seen quite often over the first 50 games, if the starting pitcher is not able to carry you to a victory, boy, you might not be able to find that victory. And tonight, that's exactly the case. And now tomorrow, we wait for an update, but it certainly looks as if it certainly looks as if Lewinder Avila is going to make his big league debut at some point. I don't know if he starts the game. Maybe he comes out after an opener. Right, you'll have arrested Carlos Estevez and Lucas Erceg and Daniel Lynch. You'll be good to go in the bullpen. But you're going up against that sinker slider monster that is Logan Webb. Game 3, the rubber game of this series, comes your way Wednesday afternoon. 2:45 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck show beginning at 1:30. Again, the text line, the phone number, 913-586-7965. We'll get to your thoughts right after this.
A swing and a little soft liner. Caught by Bobby on a dive in the shallow outfield grass. A Superman dive by Bobby Witt Jr. to rob Patrick Bailey of a base hit. Diving to his right. My goodness.
He looked like he was levitating. And off the bat, the way that he took off, you just knew he was about to make another highlight reel play.
My goodness.
That's the best player on the planet, Bobby Witt Jr., with a gorgeous defensive play for the second out in that sixth inning. It's a 3-1 Giants lead at that time. Giants would go on to take game 2, 3-2 the final score, but at no fault of Bobby Witt Jr. Makes a great defensive play there in the sixth. And then in the eighth inning with Hunter Renfroe on third and one out, Bobby dribbles one between the pitcher's mound and first base, and because he's the fastest player in the sport, he beats it out for an RBI single. Bobby, 1-for-4 on the night, including tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. And by going 1-for-4, Bobby's batting average on the season shrinks to .301. He's still one of only 20 big leaguers with a batting average better than .300. All right, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. We start off out in Overland Park. Kyle, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Just want to say appreciate you staying up late to cover this game. We all appreciate you very much.
Happy to do it. What's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, just, you know, after a kind of a blah game, I wouldn't say it was an awful game, but I'm not worried about this team. A 3.01 ERA for the Royals is incredible. But a 3.3 runs per game for the Royals is kind of stressing me out. I don't want to say that we're last year's Seattle Mariners, but this team wanted expectations coming into this season after last season. And I just don't know if there's a guy we can go out and trade for or anything JJ can do up in the front office to fix this offense. But I think right now the only way that this offense can figure itself out is, the guys that Q puts in the lineup, and I'd say the hitting coaches itself. I'll listen off air. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, certainly the guys here are going to be at the forefront of an offensive turnaround. 3.3 runs per game, bottom five in baseball, being offset by a pitching staff that has the lowest ERA in the American League. Royals are certainly fortunate to have this pitching staff. It's the reason why they sit four games above .500. I think the front office could add a piece or two that can help facilitate this offense getting to a level where they can win a division title. The guys that are currently in the clubhouse, I don't believe are enough to get you to the top of the American League Central. They need to be enough to get you to the postseason, meaning Salvi and India, pick it up. Vinny, keep it up. Bobby, keep doing your thing. Mike Cal, we can't have you fall off. Make a trade deadline acquisition. Hope and pray that Jack Caglione tears up AAA the way that he did AA. By the way, tonight, Cags, 1-for-4 with a swinging bunt single, a strikeout, a fly ball to center field, and a double play. A double play ground ball back to the pitcher. So 1-for-4 on his debut at the AAA level tonight for the 22-year-old slugger who was on deck in the ninth inning with his team down one. Wouldn't that have been something to see Cag step up in that moment? But hey, you never know. If Cags can dominate AAA for a couple months, you bring him in, put him in as the 7-hitter, the 8-hitter, and hope that he can climb his way up. But there's no question about it. You need Salvi to be better. You need Jonathan India to be a lot better. And you're going to need two additions. Somewhere, somehow, JJ needs to find those two bats. Hopefully one of them is within the system. If it's not Caglione, maybe it's John Rave. But likely you're going to need to strike gold in the trade market like you did last year, like you did the year before that. I appreciate the phone call, Kyle. Royals fall in San Francisco 3-2, the final score. My game notes following this, the 23rd loss of the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Royals are now 8-15 when the starting pitcher fails to go six innings. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for staying up and burning the midnight oil with us tonight.
You know I'm happy to do it. I got nothing else to do, buddy.
Hey, I'm not on the porch tonight, Vern. A little damp, dark, and spooky. It even brought me inside. So, little 50-game. Tonight was the end of the 50th game. Little 50-game evaluation. Did some good reading today, of course. We got to find four runs. That's my evaluation. Somehow, some way. Vern, how many games have we won now, scoring four runs or more? It's a heck of a number.
Yeah, the Royals this season, when they score four or more, are 16-1.
Wow, I even thought it was higher than that. But so we got to get four runs somehow. And I was looking at trying to figure out if we're a small ball team or not. Defense, pitching, and granted, Vinny had the error tonight, but I'm a big believer on his fielding skills. I think he's solid at first base. And actually, when Sal was in there at first base, he made some great plays late in that game the other night.
Yep.
So, defense, pitching, I think we've got like two or three of the four. The base running, God, it's just driving me nuts because we should be way better on the bases than that. And I looked, I said, who was the best small ball team so I could compare to see if we can muster up? And, of course, it was, I didn't even realize it, but Whitey's 85 team that we beat in the World Series. Man, on paper, that Cardinals team, five guys with over 30 stolen bases, Vince Coleman with 110 stolen bases.
Yeah. And with that turf, sure.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. And Vern, one of the stats that stuck out, they only had one guy on that Cardinals team that hit over 13 home runs that year, and it was Jack Clark with 22. Yep. Their batting average was .264, but, man, that's a lot of stolen base. That's a lot of good base running right there. So if we're going to be a small ball team, right now I think we've just got to be a more balanced team. And if there's a crack in the door, and I think you said that real early in the year, if there's a crack in the door, we've got to go through it. I don't think we've scored very many runs at all in after the fifth inning this year. I think that was a stat that really stuck out that I read somewhere along the way. But we've got to be better on the bases the rest of the year. Now, one good thing I did come across, usually – hitting catches up with pitching about Memorial Day or June 1st. Is that kind of the way you think?
Yeah, as it starts to warm up, no question. Yep.
Okay, so that's one good thing in our favor. That kind of gave me a little bit of hope on our hitting. And I just really am crossing my fingers and crossing my big toes for Sal to start hitting the ball. And I hope the warm weather.
Gotta have it.
We gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
So if we can get four runs, our base running's better, and Sal to start hitting the ball, that's a pretty good recipe for a battle for the AL Central. And I'll leave you with that, buddy. And I'll give you one more thing to close on.
Okay.
And you probably know this. You know who the king of small ball was at the end of his career? Barry Bonds. I'll leave you with that, buddy.
Okay.
Have a great night, Vern.
Well, who knows how long Barry Bonds could have played if he wasn't, speaking for myself, understandably blackballed. Barry could have played for years. Look at the numbers he was putting up at the end of his career. There's no reason why his career should have ended when it did. Now, you bring up an interesting question, Raj, and it's something that I was pondering earlier today on the On Deck Show. What is this offense? Because I've been sitting around waiting for the big four at the top to carry the load. Right? Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby did it all last year. They did it all. And now you have Mike Hell contributing, Drew Waters pitching in, India joining the fray. Man, I'm waiting for those guys at the top to start being those dogs again, to start being those stallions to lead this team offensively. But and we're more than 30% of the way through this season. As Raj points out, that was game number 50 tonight. I'm going to keep waiting for Salvi and Vinny and Bobby and India to put together some consistent stretches of quality offense. But we're getting a large enough sample size where maybe it's now me. Maybe I need to change my expectations. Maybe I need to start viewing this offense no longer as a star-led group, but a scratch-and-claw group. And I'd love to say that they're a small ball team, a whitey ball type of team. I'd love to say that. But like you pointed out, nobody's been caught stealing more this season in Major League Baseball than Michael Garcia. Second most is Bobby Witt Jr. No team's been caught stealing more this season than your Kansas City Royals. I don't think they're a bad base running team. They're a bad offense. And that tight, that pressing, as J.J. Piccolo said earlier today when he joined Cody and Gold, you're seeing the offensive struggles now seep into the base running decisions. Almost a little bit too aggressive trying to jumpstart this offense. So I can't say that they're a small ball team. When you got Vinny and Salvi in the middle, you know you're not playing small ball with them. Yeah, at the bottom, sure. Waters and Isbell into India and Bobby. You love the idea. But India's not holding up his end of the bargain right now. Well, Michael Massey, your DH, your left fielder, if it's Biggio, it's Canna. Canna can execute at the dish. He can execute the small ball, but he's not the fleet of foot base runner that you would hope. Certainly not one that a Whitey Herzog would employ on the 85 cards. Same with Michael Massey. So I don't know what the identity of this team is. Right now, 50 games in, it's starting to look like it's a scratch and claw unit. And that's not ideal. Royals offense has scored fewer than 5 runs in all but 8 of the first 50 games. I hope they're 2 bats away. That's my hope. You know, I'm talking about maybe it's me. Maybe I need to stop waiting for the stars to lead the way. Maybe I also need to consider that they're more than just 2 bats away. Maybe. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals lose by 1 in San Francisco. They're now 9-6 this season in one-run games. We'll take our quick final timeout. Get to the text line and hear from you. As our phone lines are open, the number is 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We hear from you after this.
Wind trickles into the right side, a little squibber. Mott picks it up, underhand flip to first, safe. Renfro scores, and the Royals are within 1.
That's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, with 1 out and a man on third. Bobby Baseball comes through with an infield single, driving Renfro in, cutting the deficit to 1. Moments later, Bobby would be caught stealing, and Vinny Pasquantino would go down looking at a 101-mile-per-hour cutter from the right-hander Camilo Doval. A 9th pitch of the at-bat between Vinny and Doval. Borderline. No, I see on the text line someone's with me. No, that wasn't even borderline. No, you're right. That pitch was down. And I'm not saying the umpire needs to help Vinny out, but a 9-pitch battle, I think you need to reward Vinny for laying off that one. Yeah, 913 says that wasn't even borderline, man. I'm with you on that. So 3-2 at the end of 8, and Royals come to the dish in the 9th. But Salvi, Michael, and Mark Canna go down on 8 pitches, and this series is now knotted up at a game apiece. Royals lose game 2, final score 3-2. Let's go to Eric in Independence. Eric, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, Vern, how are you doing, bro?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Hey, man, I love these late games. You know, everyone's in bed. I'm just grinding some Fortnite, listening to the boys play, and then I get a call you, and it's like we're just sitting on the porch visiting, you know?
Hell yeah, man. I love it.
Yes, sir. You want to talk about this flag football thing, or should we stick with baseball?
Let's stick with baseball.
Look, I was just remembering about a year ago, and you issued the challenge to maintain through May. And I wondered, now that some trouble potentially, now we're not getting the traction we're looking for, is there another alliterative challenge that you want to lay out for the boys in blue for the rest of May, or something cheeky for June?
We'll see. We'll see. If I can come up with some, I'll certainly present it, but I'm not holding anything back if that's what you're asking.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about the idea of the sophomore album, right? And sometimes in albums you have musical themes, right? So I'm just watching for what's the theme. Is it Jack Caglione? I don't think so. No disrespect to him. But what is the theme that the boys need to lock into at this time? Is it base running? I don't know. I'm just looking for your input. As always, appreciate your insight, man. Thank you.
Well, you know the rotation. Thanks for the phone call, Eric. The rotation has been outstanding. They are delivering on the sophomore album the same way they did on that debut joint that we all fell in love with last summer. The rotation through 50 games has an ERA of 2.95, one of only three starting staffs with an ERA sub 3. Offensively, they're certainly yet to find a groove. We haven't really heard the sweet sounds of Vinny's bat or Salvi's bat or even Bobby's bat. It's not hitting the ear the same way. Sure, Bobby tonight picks up another base hit. Sixth most base hits in all of Major League Baseball. Vinny's turning it around of late. He's batting .304 in the month of May with an OPS in the 800s. But they're not coming through in the big spots the way that they did last year. Now, Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby were three of the 15 best hitters in the sport last year with runners in scoring position. Three of the best 15. Last time I checked, Salvi was one of the 20 worst everyday players with runners in scoring position. His OPS was more than 400 points worse than it was last year. Vinny's OPS was almost 400 points worse with runners in scoring position compared to where it was a season ago. So while this album, I can still hear those things that helped us fall in love with this team last summer. Right, the starting pitching is delivering. Lucas Ursek's doing his thing. Some of the bullpen arms that we found encouraging last year, the addition of Carlos Estevez, there's a lot to like. But with the sophomore album, sure, we would take a carbon copy of what we heard last summer. Bowing out in the ALDS, it's not what anybody wants, but I think a lot of us secretively would sign up for it. Would take another entertaining summer and a run into October and home playoff games and the whole thing. But deep down, we're hoping for more. To go further in October, to see even better from the offense, see even more on the bases, even more from the bullpen, and maybe, just maybe, even more from the rotation. We're hoping that this sophomore album is an improvement on the debut tracks we heard last summer. We're hoping this can be Nirvana's Nevermind, Kendrick Lamar's sophomore album, Adele's sophomore album, Black Sabbath. That's the hope. We'll settle for more of the same. We'll settle for Clash, DMX, or it's good. Hey, yeah, give me more of that. I enjoyed the first one. I'll take more of it. But so far, 50 games into the season, is it me? Do I need to change what I'm listening for? Because maybe the sound that the offense is making through the first third of the season is what we need to start to try and groove with. The scratch and claw nature of this offense, maybe that's who they're going to be for the next month. Month is all I'm giving them. Because a month from now, it's late June, and that trade deadline conversation is going to start percolating. And if this kind of offensive production continues for another month, there's no reason that I would believe that J.J. Piccolo will do anything but jump the market. aggressively add to this lineup. That's all he's done since he's taken over, and I would expect that to continue. Eric, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to the text line real quick. A few from the text line. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Brandon in Wichita says, yes, Vern, the offense is frustrating, but it's so refreshing that the boys are competitive in just about every single game. No, you're right about that, and that, of course, all about the starting pitching. Michael Lorenzen tonight, again, 4 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 7 hits. His ERA is now 3.77 as he held an opponent to 2 runs or fewer for the 5th time in 10 starts. Guy in Gladstone writes in, Vern, I want to see Steven Cruz as the opener tomorrow, but they used him today, so now what do you want to see happen tomorrow in the finale against San Francisco? Guy, thanks for the phone call. Honestly, I don't know if I've never heard Q mention this. I understand Urseg is the high leverage guy. And you know, even as I'm about to say it, Taylor Clark has done it before. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to Clark as the opener one time through the lineup. I don't know if you need Lewinder Avila. I think you do. So you could go Taylor Clark one time through. He hands it off to Avila. Hopefully you get a lead, and then you start to unveil the Lynch, the Urseg, the Carlos Estevez. That's one option. Now, how about coming at him with Lucas Urseg in the 1st inning? I mean, Urseg went 5 outs on Sunday. Can he give you 6 tomorrow? No way. Now, you know what? I want to save Urseg. So let's go Clark in the 1st. He hands it off to Avila, and then you mix and match accordingly how the game plays out. That's how I'd do it, Guy. And again, the Royals are going opposite Logan Webb tomorrow. That's why I bring up Lucas Urseg in the 1st. Logan Webb's been one of the best right-handed pitchers. I'd say one of the 10 best right-handed pitchers over the past half decade. I think that's fair to say. A few more from the text line. From the 816, Fern, we need offense, and Chris Taylor would help. He's cheap, and the Dodgers would pay his whole salary. Yeah, I mean, I love Chris Taylor. I loved Chris Taylor a few years ago, but Chris Taylor this season is 7-4-35, 2 doubles. He's going to turn 35 coming up in August. Yeah, Chris Taylor's not the answer. If you want him, you want another... He has playoff experience. I'm sure he's great in the clubhouse, but Nick Lofton. If you want Chris Taylor, just call up Nick Lofton. That's my response. Michael in Platte City says, Vern, I love the captain, but Salvi has to be moved down in the lineup. Who do we put in the cleanup spot? Well, Michael, let me just read that back to yourself. You want to move him out of the cleanup spot and you don't have an answer, well, then what are you doing? You're just shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic? You want to move Michael up to the cleanup spot? Go for it. So now Salvi's sitting behind him? You need Salvi. Until you make some sort of an acquisition or a promotion from the minors, Salvi remains vital to this team. Put him in the cleanup spot, put him in the 6th spot. The captain is vital. And you're telling on yourself with that, Michael. You want to move him out of the cleanup spot, but you can't even think of a name to replace him. That goes to show you where this offense is. 913-586-7965. Now, Guy brings up Steven Cruz, who tonight put up another 0, by the way. His 16th appearance this season, the 15th scoreless appearance for the hard-throwing right-hander. His ERA is now 1.26 across 14 1/3 innings. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7965. Benjamin in Cameron, Missouri, wants to address Angel Zerpa's inconsistencies. Zerpa tonight came in, faced one batter, got the ground ball he needed, helped Michael Lorenzen wiggle out of a two-on, two-out jam in the fifth. No doubt about it, Angel Zerpa has been as disappointing as anybody on the team. I mean, next to MJ Melendez, who was optioned a month ago, I don't know if anybody's been more disappointing than Angel Zerpa. Yeah, there. I don't know how much of a conversation there is to be had. I wondered aloud a week ago if the guy was banged up and just didn't want to admit it. I don't think the team would keep running him out there if he was banged up, but yeah, no doubt he's been inconsistent. He's been bad this year. You were really banking on him. Thankfully, Daniel Lynch stepped up. John Schreiber has stepped up. Angel Zerpa, getting back to the form that we saw last October, could really take this bullpen to another level. Zerpa getting back to his form, getting Hunter Harvey back healthy. This bullpen could be really strong. Tonight, the bullpen threw 3 1/3 innings of one-hit relief. Good stuff from the bullpen tonight. Scott in Phoenix points correctly that the offensive roller coaster ride we've been stuck on dates back to Vinny's injury in Houston last year. Yeah, no doubt. Now, I don't think one has to do with the other. I think last year, in September, once Vinny went down, that offense struggled, which made sense. You know, Vinny was on pace for 20-plus bombs and 100-plus RBIs. He was a stud in big spots. You're not just going to lose that guy and not feel the effects. And they did last year. But that injury and those offensive struggles, to me, have nothing to do with these offensive struggles in the first 50 games of 2025. Sure, Vinny's struggles at times has to do with this team's struggles. But so do Salvi's and India's and Massey's and MJ's and Renfro's, and we can go on and on. Speaking of Renfro, how about your boy? How about your boy in the eighth inning coming in off the bench as a pinch hitter, roasting a first pitch slurve out over the dish? He roasted into left field off of the left-hander Kyle Harrison, 108 miles per hour off of the bat of Hunter Renfro, who in the last 10 days is batting .316. He's 6-for-19 with 3 doubles and 3 runs scored. Back to the text line, Rally Mantis welcoming back Evan Sisk to the bullpen. Yeah, Sisk back out there making his third appearance in the big leagues this season. He struck out 2 and put up another 0. Nice job for the funky lefty, no doubt about it. Rally Mantis, appreciate you listening, buddy. Coming up tomorrow, it is the finale of this three-game series. It's a 2:45 first pitch. We don't know the starter just yet for the Royals, but by the time you listen to this tomorrow, Fesco and Dusty will have the answer for you. It's a 1:30 first pitch. I know who's pitching for the Giants. It's Logan Webb. So pack a lunch. 2:45 for the first pitch. Again, the on-deck show begins at 1:30. Royals are now 27-23 on the season. We give the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game to Jonathan Bolin. Faced 5 batters, recorded 5 outs. Hook him up with a gourmet meal from Guaranteed Foods. Way to go, Jonathan. Way to go, Royals. Go get them tomorrow, boys. Talk to you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.